Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Today, we are stepping onto the construction or into the construction world with our guest, Amanda Bulow, based in Brisbane, Queensland. Now, women in construction don't always get a fair go in the building industry. Let's talk about how we all benefit from smashing barriers to create more supportive workplaces with higher profits. Step onto any building site and you'll see it. Women are usually outnumbered by men. In the Australian construction industry, women make up only 12% of the workforce. And this gap is getting worse, not better. This probably wouldn't matter if it wasn't for the fact that many women want to work in construction. Unfortunately, various barriers stop them from getting in and sticking around, although many of these are unintentional. Now, this industry isn't tapping into one half of the population to expand its dwindling workforce, even as businesses struggle to fill job vacancies amidst widespread skills shortages. I wasn't tongue-tied there. And now more than ever, we need to attract and retain anyone who's a good fit, and that definitely includes females. And it's always about the right candidate for the job, remember, but there's a massive untapped talent out there in regards to women. Fresh ideas, low turnover, and extra hands on deck to boost productivity is all a bonus. Everyone in the industry benefits when qualified women join construction teams. They feel good about their jobs and they enjoy rewarding careers. And our guest today is just one kick-ass woman that is making waves in the construction industry, striving to implement change and greater female inclusion within it. Amanda is the founder and chairperson of Awesome Women in Construction, AWIC, which was founded in 2017 by Amanda after she saw a need to connect with other like-minded women. Amanda is dedicated to positioning AWIC as the leading supportive community for women in the construction industry. Support, advocacy and education for women in the construction industry is her primary focus. And Amanda is passionate, well-connected. She's a well-connected construction industry professional with over 20 years' experience. Now, her extensive knowledge in procurement, sales and production estimating has assisted many companies streamline their businesses and find efficiencies. So let's find out all about AWIC and how you can step up into a fantastic network of support and resource in the construction sector. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter, and I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout-out to all the women working out on track and on site today, all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. But this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may contain some adult language. Okay, let's get into it. Hello, Amanda. Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio. Firstly, thank you for coming onto the show and for sharing some of your valuable time with us today. I know you're super busy, but I also know we are all going to enjoy your company and we're eager to hear some great advice from you, which will ensure women stepping out into the construction industry will go with a kick in their step. So good morning.
Fantastic. It's great to be here, Jo. Thank you.
So firstly, tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to forge a career in the construction industry.
So, Joe, I've been in construction for over 20 years. A majority of that time has been in procurement and estimating for residential construction. I love it. I did try and escape it and it sucked me back in. So here I am to stay. Yeah, it's a fabulous industry. Like I said, I fell in love with it and that's it.
So what's been your roles within the industry? What have you actually had experience doing within the industry?
Yeah, so within, production sales estimating. So production estimating is when we order the materials and labour to build residential homes, duplex, townhouses, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. The sales estimating part of things is where we come up with the price. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith walk in with a block of land and their dream house and we price it up for them and then they can decide whether they need their dream home or whether they can, need to sacrifice on a few things for now.
A really good pencil sharpener.
That's exactly right. We have a conversation with them. There's some things in when you're building a home that you need to do now and there's some things that you can do later. So we have that conversation with them. And one of the other things that I love doing is procurement. So getting the best product, best price, best service that we can for our builders. And that doesn't always mean the cheapest price because we need that same after sales service as we do, beforehand when we're signing contracts.
Yep, and that's right. And it's a great service to provide that because a lot of people are in the dark when they go to do a project like build a house. And as you said, learning to compromise, that's a great service to offer where, hang on, we can hang off on doing this part of the build or these options till a little bit later. Yeah. Let's work on the priorities. So no, that's good advice to give.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that, how did you become so passionate about founding AWIC and did it derive from any particular experience you had whilst working within the industry?
So it didn't happen from one particular experience, but a few of us had been talking for a little while about how we should all get together to support each other and, just to have those conversations you can't have with friends that aren't in the industry or someone who doesn't understand the grind that can happen with it. So I got sick of us talking about it. So I sent an email out to the ladies in my contact base. And before you knew it, we had 14 ladies in 2017. It was March 2017. We had a breakfast at the coffee club. Everyone loved it. They wanted to do it the next month, which we did. And 3 months down the track, we had 48 ladies attending random breakfast for no other reason than to support each other. And I can still remember the sound that we all made because we're women in construction. We like to be heard. I pitied anybody who came to the coffee club at Springwood that day for a quiet breakfast because they just didn't get it.
Well, that's great. And providing a supportive community for women working in the construction industry and assisting them with providing, personal and professional development and confidence building opportunities, but also striving to build the brands of the organisations these women represent. That's a great service to offer. And since you're dedicated to encouraging and protecting women in the building and construction industry, it's a go-to place to get advice and support and to join the organisation. It's a great way of getting out there. And as you said, networking is the best part of it. It's, building those connections and building that confidence in being able to go to those connections to seek a bit of support and, mentorship.
And yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I was going to say, and I know firsthand how good you guys are at networking. I think it's an awesome contribution to empowering the women. And what the events you've organised and what we see, they're excellent.
Yeah, no, look, the biggest thing is that connection, connecting people, whether it's a role they might want to do, we can connect them with someone who's already doing it so they can have that conversation, but even just connecting them with someone who's either going through the same concerns and problems and issues that they're having at their workplace. There's always someone in our group, unfortunately, who's going through it, has been through it. And we sometimes just want to know that we're not going crazy, Joe. We're not the only one who's going through this.
And that's right. And being able to have those conversations, you're not sitting there bottling it up and you're second guessing yourself all the time when you are in those situations. So having a lending ear is a great thing to do. And we encourage all the women out there to actually use these resources for those purposes. If you're second guessing yourself or you're pondering decisions, reach out and ask the question. No question is a silly question, especially when it comes to your career and advice. So definitely it's a great circle of impact to grow and develop within their own networks. All right.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know.
That's right. So now we've delved a little into you and AWIC. What would you say to women who are hesitant to consider a career in the construction industry?
I'd say go for it. You know, the industry is changing. You know, where it was 20-odd years ago when I was one of the first, you know, female production estimators in general to where it is now, you know, it's fantastic to see a lot more women coming up through those what I'll call non-traditional roles and owning it. You know, they're really, really putting their stamp on the industry, Joe. And, you know, particularly for mums and aunts and grandparents out there that are listening, or even our, you know, next generation coming through, you know, if you're at high school and you're not sure what to do, consider the construction industry. You know, if you like putting stripes and dots together, there's a whole career of interior design waiting for you. Mm. You know, if you want to be an accountant, but think about, you know, specializing in the construction industry, because we need more of you.
Definitely. And that's the thing. It's not just about, you know, swinging a hammer out on site. There's a range, like massive opportunity of jobs and roles that the girls and women can do. And exactly, even if they want to transition, like if, as you said, if they are doing accountancy now, they can transition into accountancy based for construction or project management, anything like that. So there is lots of opportunity out there. And as you said, it is an evolving industry, and it's, you know, like from civil and structural engineers to consultants, like we said, contractors, we want it to be a familiar site more so now to see more women on site and fulfilling all those roles. And I think attracting more women into the skilled trades also, instead of steering them into the traditional careers, we could readily address that problem. So, yeah, when you're saying we need to get it back to education and encourage more girls from the school period through to consider these industries and the range of opportunities available and the pathways that they can take with them, because they're unlimited. Okay, well, we might just take a little break and we'll hear from one of the show's sponsors and we'll be back with you soon.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, so thanks for coming or tuning back in. We've got our guest, Amanda Bulow, who's the founder of AWIC, Awesome Women in Construction, here with us today. And we're talking about encouraging and networking women to get into the construction industry. So with your point of view, Amanda, what are the top three things organisations within the construction industry can do to be more inclusive for the females?
Look, I think the first one is flexibility. And I, you know, on some level, COVID has fast forwarded that for us, you know, I think sometimes up to 10 years ahead of where we might have been otherwise. So if we take the positive out of that, you know, the flexibility of working from home, the flexibility of, you know, being able to, you know, maybe, you know, we're educating our children at home too when there's lockdowns, but it's being home and having that, really cementing that family relationships and everything, you know, and being at home for dinner, you know, and then generally we're back on the computer for a couple of hours after everyone's back in bed. So providing that flexibility and, you know, instead of asking for permission to go and see our daughters and sons at recitals or getting awards at schools, just trusting that our staff are going to do the right thing, I think will go a long way.
and contribute, you know, and keep the productivity up at home. That's the number one thing. And that's how you retain that working flexibility arrangement. So providing the productivity that you've assured your employer that you will provide, and maintaining that promise. And I think to increase recruitment and improve retention, companies need to acknowledge and remove the gender bias from a lot of their work cultures. They need to develop training programs and assist and promote more of the local mentorship groups like AWIC, you know, specific to the needs of women, and include more females in their hiring processes. And then, as you said, and as you are, and all the people within AWIC, they are role models for other women, and we need to keep creating that circle and getting more role models. And that's where schools and educational programs need to highlight the value of construction jobs for women, and that way the young girls can see that the industry is a viable career path.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, whether you select a trade, you know, if you're coming out of high school and you want to be a painter, be a painter. Mm. All I can suggest is that you finish it. Whatever you start, just finish it. But once you have, doors open for you. You know, there's a number of incredibly successful women in the industry who have, you know, are a qualified painter, but are now national OH&S managers.
That's right. And even as you're saying that, finish your trade or finish your qualification that you're doing. And in that time, you might see another avenue that you wish to pursue that will work hand in hand with that first trade or that first qualification. So like you said, if you started out as a painter and you found you had the flair for interior design, well, there you go. Follow that pathway and you've got two, you know, what a great startup business for yourself to being owning a business after those two pathways. So there's, you know, the opportunities are unlimited out there. So in regards to AWIC, and how can the ladies and the girls reach out and get some further inspiration and motivation from you guys? Do they have to do anything in particular to become a member?
Yeah, so to become a member, you can visit our website, www.awic.org.au. There's a number of different membership levels. So whether there's there for students and apprentices, if you want to become a member, there's a different price to then, you know, corporate memberships, of course. But if you just want to reach out to someone and have a chat, whether, you know, you are a high school student looking or having a think about joining or, you know, taking on a trade, or even just looking to come into the industry. If you're not 100% sure, we are more than happy to connect you with someone who's in it, who's got some experience. And, you know, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's all unicorns and roses every day. But by us having that supportive community, the sun will come up tomorrow when there are those days where you're just not sure what's going on.
And in talking about that, I know you've got a great partnership with lots of local businesses and organisations. Tell us about the TAFE partnership.
Yeah, so the TAFE partnership last year, just before we were into our big lockdown with COVID, we had a program called Scaffolding the Future for Women in Construction, and we went to TAFE locations. So we went to Ipswich and Toowoomba, and it was about having a panel of industry experts who could give some guidance, and we could open up those conversations about roles that are in the industry. You know, we don't know what we don't know, Joe. And part of that was not just educating the students, but also educating our parents, because there's still a lot of myths and conversations we need to change around coming into the industry as a career.
That's correct. And like, I was fortunate to be part of that last year, and I think it was an amazing opportunity that was given to the girls in the high schools around the region, and to include those businesses. Well, that profiles those businesses as well that come on board. So for anyone out there that's wanting to get a bit of a hands-on or first look at these industries, reach out and become a member, because you definitely get those opportunities to more or less go on site or get a hands-on experience in some tools and some trades. And it's a great visual and great physical experience to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that businesses, what do the businesses get out of becoming a member of the organisation?
So they get out of becoming a member, being part of that cohesive group of us shifting the conversation. You know, a lot of them are now a lot more conscious of their employment processes, like you mentioned, you know, which is great to see. It's great to see that shift and that change. And, you know, it's been fantastic to have conversations with some of our corporate partners as well, that they're putting a gap, I guess. They're filling the gaps that some of their employers might have. So if somebody's going to be perfect at that job but they don't have a forklift license, they're offering that as part of their employment package, which I think is fantastic. You know, instead of just shoving them to the side and going, no, they don't have a forklift license, they can't do this job. If they tick the other 9 boxes, I just think it's fantastic that they're starting to look outside the square with what they can do, because, you know, the industry for a long time, Joe, has been screaming out that there's not enough labour, whether it's trade labour, you know, labour in takeoffs and architectural, that sort of thing. And it's time to fix that. And we've got to start to look outside the box and the normal way of doing things.
And I'll just make a note on that comment you said about, you know, if they haven't got a particular skill, if they're applying for a job within the industry, if they haven't got a particular skill that the advert is asking for, don't let that stop you from applying. Because as you said, that opportunity may be given to you. If you've got all the other right skills to fulfill that job, you know, holding yourself back from one for one is holding yourself back from, you know, what could be potentially be, you know, an everlasting career and pathway and business adventure. So, yeah, don't hold yourself back from applying for jobs just because you don't have all the skills.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Apply for it, get it, and then work out how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. So anything else that you'd like to raise about the construction industry and women in it? What are your plans for the future for AWIC?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of doing our 5-year strategic plan, which sounds a little bit scary, but it's exciting at the same time. You know, one of our, you know, probably our biggest mantra is to continue to build that confidence in women. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all strong, independent women in the industry, but, you know, we still need a little bit of, you know, confidence in ourselves, how we talk to our friends. You know, often we don't talk to ourselves the same way. We don't, you know, we're very quick at picking out the things that are bad within ourselves, and we need to shift that. We need to move that around. So we're working on some programs that'll help our members in the community in that sense. And the other part of it is supporting our accidental office managers. So these are the fabulous, fabulous ladies that are in the tradies office. They married Timmy or Tom or whoever because, you know, they were a tradie and you know, they had kids and all these sorts of wonderful fairy tale stuff happens. And then all of a sudden they find themselves in the office and, you know,
as a business partner and owner, that's right.
Absolutely, yeah. And not everyone can work with their business partner or as a partner, you know.
I know firsthand about that.
It doesn't always work well. And, you know, and these ladies find themselves in these situations and they don't, you know, they're isolated, Joe. You know, they're generally raising a family at home, working from home. They think they're the only one who can't get bills paid on time. So we're stepping in and they're joining us so that we can be, you know, letting them know they're not the only person and we can be providing that community support as well. And, you know, as I've mentioned, it's about our next generation. It's about supporting young ladies, letting them know the career opportunities and that construction isn't all about dirty trucks and tool belts.
That's exactly right.
There's so much
more in depth.
Yeah.
That's right.
So much more.
There is.
So there are 3 key things for the next few years, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. That's great. Well, and we'll be looking forward to watching you grow and develop AWIC, and especially let's grow that network and get some more women and girls involved in it. So I'd really like to thank you, Amanda, for joining us today. We're I'm going to give out our little take 5. I do a take 5 every week. So I've got take 5 tips for what needs to happen to increase women in the trades. So anything else you'd like to say or offer to the listeners? Where can they find you?
No, Yeah, they can find us at www.aweek.org.au, and there's a section in there for any inquiries. So, yeah, if you've got any questions at all about joining the industry, how you can help AWIC grow, businesses out there that want to be part of us, just send us a message and I'll give you a call.
Excellent. And we'll put all those details in the show notes and across all the platforms. We'll spread the word there. But if you want to hang five and take five, we'll go through our take five tips.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
So the first tip is many general contractors need to take is creating a culture in which workers of any gender feel comfortable reporting unsafe conditions and behaviour on the work site and know that the problem will be addressed and that they themselves won't be punished for reporting it, because we all have that misconception of, you know, you don't want to be seen as the dobber or, you know, reporting incidents. And then secondly is, according to many women already within the industry, it's important for job sites to be clean and healthy for everyone. A big issue on some job sites is the lack of clean, accessible sanitation facilities, for instance, which can be a health hazard. And then third, companies need to take women's safety on the job site seriously. One job site initiative found was where a young woman who was new to the trades and feeling vulnerable, which a lot of younger ones do, periodically a female safety officer would circle by and check in with her and ask her to let her know if she needed anything. So that was a great, you know, a great initiative to take on by a construction company. And the question was asked, why aren't more job sites like this? So that's something to ponder for organisations. And the fourth is, companies need to provide more PPE and workwear that fits, because that can be a safety hazard as well. If the girls and women haven't got correct fitting clothes, they can become hazards getting caught in gear and tools and that. So that still seems to be a problem in the trades, but we've also nowadays got a lot more brands and suppliers that are actually specifically designing workwear and work boots for women. So they're great resources and products to get on board with. And finally, and perhaps more importantly, we need to do a better job of telling the stories of women in construction like yourself, Amanda, and all the other members of AWIC. When young women see themselves reflected and hear the real stories of other women doing these jobs, they are more likely to consider it as a career. And that's what we want. So our safety affirmation for the day is, good building isn't done with a hammer and saw, it's done with the head. There should be more women builders. Okay, let's hear from one of the show sponsors and we'll round out to the end of the show. Thanks, Amanda, and we'll catch up with you in another couple of weeks, hopefully.
Hi, Glow Getters. We're Brenjo's Earth Moving, a professional earth moving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
That's it, guys. I do hope you enjoyed our show and our guest. A very big special thank you to Amanda Bulow of AWIC for sharing her story and the most positive outcomes that you can get from becoming a member of AWIC, Awesome Women in Construction. And I hope it was something, all the content there gives you something to ponder about and perhaps action over the weekend. There is still much work to be done to fully include women in construction. To increase recruitment and improve retention, companies need to acknowledge and remove the gender bias from the work culture, like we said earlier on, and develop training programs, the local mentorship groups, all of that needs to be taken into consideration. So, likewise, advancements in construction technology, they've grown. Many companies are hesitant in trying them out for a variety of reasons. So which includes a lack of staff. So hiring and training women in the IT departments of construction companies can help with the staff shortage and advance their diversity there alone. And it's likewise, training women on operating heavy equipment can help shorten the skills gap that can sometimes be present with new employees. And that's exactly like Amanda had made comment earlier. There was an organisation looking for someone and a particular candidate didn't have a forklift licence, but the organisation offered for her to get that competency through them. So there's lots of opportunity out there. You just need to put yourself up there and up front for all of those kind of jobs. And there's always going to be obstacles, but don't let them get in your way. Lift your feet up, step over them, and get on with it. With more and more groundbreaking women chipping away, mind the pun, at gendered norms and levelling the playing field, the industry is taking bigger steps at becoming a more diverse and inclusive space for future generations, and that's what we want. So, yes, now is the time. With the offer of the Australian government COVID-19 stimulus, you know, back earlier on, targeting giant construction projects and home renos, getting more women working in the construction is a tremendous area of opportunity for general contractors and larger construction organisations. With women comprising just a small percentage of the overall labour force in the Australian construction industry, the benefits of recruiting and investing in female workers for businesses, they're apparent. We need to ensure that all teen girls and young women know that these opportunities are there for them, regardless of gender. And I do believe that early discussion with families about career opportunities in construction needs to happen to help dispel the myth that women cannot be successful in this industry. Schools, educators, career advisors, and parents must all encourage all teenage girls and young women to explore these fields, and particularly the STEM sector, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and introduce them to a variety of career opportunities, including all of those that are available in construction. So inclusive leadership and networks are required to ensure that willingness to teach are at the core of achieving transformation in the industry. The concept of a true team with different skill sets and expertise coming together to produce a great building is not a small undertaking and brings great reward. Having young women identify construction as their passion and making it their career should be, as with any other field, encouraged and embraced. A career in construction brings opportunity for personal pride in what you're building. It also offers the chance, starting on day one, to problem solve and have a significant impact on the future of our communities. The recruitment, retention, and development of women into the construction industry is an opportunity that we can't afford to ignore. And the importance of encouraging females to consider the opportunities in this busy industry, and it's super busy at the moment, it should be explored, like we said, by the educators, by parents, and the young women. Women have a lot to offer to the construction industry as a whole. Exciting and rewarding careers await. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on the episode and links to Amanda and AWIC in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Be sure to tune in again next week where we're going to step out onto site again. This is on a different site, and we're going to chat with Christy Christensen from She's Free to Be, a diversity and inclusion expert. So reach out to me and follow me on Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already, and I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio by leaving me a review on VBS Radio Network, or you can send me an email at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and keep in touch. Pause comms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.